Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB. He is the guy who produces the gold standard of small business surveying. He's been doing this now in his 40th year of asking small business owners what they think is going on in the economy, and they tell him, and he puts it into a report that is, as I say, is the gold standard, and he's here with that report for this month right now. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks. And I liked your spiel about the small banks. As you may recall, I've been the chairman of a small community bank for 10 years now.
Yep.
And we're finally having a good year after taking our bath last year. But you have to eventually write off those things that aren't working and move on, and that's what we're doing. So.
Well, small banks and small businesses have a symbiotic relationship. And it's completely symbiotic, and neither one can make it without the other. But in my opinion, America can't make it without those two.
Yeah, I think you're right. We have about 6,000 independent banks out there, but then you've got a bunch of banks, a bunch of the big ones who have 6,000 branches each one, and they have made it pretty clear, especially going through the Great Recession, that they don't serve the small business community dependably. Like community banks do.
You ought to see I don't know if you've seen this or not, but the footprint of what community banks serve in America compared to the footprint of the big banks, and it's like red states and blue states.
That's right.
It's amazing. Right. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, I want to get to the optimism. Your optimism index. The optimism number is up. But it's still well below any kind of recovery numbers, isn't it?
All right. Well, we had a 1.9-point gain, which is a pretty good gain in the index, almost 2 points. To get 2 points, you have to have a net of 20 percentage points of more positive answers over 10 questions. So 10 divided into 20 is 2, right. And that's kind of where we're at. So that sounds really good, and that's historically that would be a nice move. The problem is that the index is now at 90.8,
right.
But the average of the index over the last 44 months, which is the recovery period, is 90.7. So we haven't gone anywhere in 44 months.
And the average over a few decades is 100.
Well, that is going through 2007 from when we started back in 1973, the average is 100, but obviously since 2007, we haven't averaged anywhere close to that. We've been well below, and we still are well below. That's the problem.
Right.
We still are not optimistic, and that means we're not willing to hire, spend, and expand.
Right. And what do you attribute that to? The uncertainty?
Uncertainty certainly plays a big role. When we did a special poll about problems facing small business owners, no surprise, rising healthcare costs was number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two was uncertainty about the economy, and number four was uncertainty about government policy. So we're worried. We see Europe. We see what our government is doing and the debt that we're piling up. We know what that does to a country. It really debilitates it because servicing costs are so high.
Bill, do you believe when small business owners hear President Obama say, As we know that we have to balance our checkbooks, we have to pay our bills. We can't get upside down on debt. When we hear President Obama say we don't have a spending problem, we don't have a debt problem, he's not worried about the deficits. When small business owners hear President Obama say that, do you think that makes us think we're not on the right track here?
That's right. It certainly inspires no confidence at all. I mean, we already know that there are very few people in this administration who've had any business experience at all. So the country's being run by a bunch of people who, you know, may have ideas about trying to help out, but they don't know how. They don't know how businesses work. And so they promulgate a bunch of regulations to accomplish their goals that really mess up the private sector. And, of course, if the private sector is messed up, the economy is messed up,
and
especially true of the small business sector.
Which brings us to sales, which is still having a tough time. I mean, that's the top problem for small business, isn't it?
That's right. Now, we got a pretty good retail sales number this week, but if you look at the number of our small businesses who say sales are going up quarter on quarter and compare it to those who say they're headed down, we still have a negative number. So we still have more firms saying sales are not improving. They're falling off, and that's not a good situation to be in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you've got an economy, a macro economy, that's barely budging around, you know, stumbling along at 2% growth. When you any given community, any given industry, is going to be below that 2%, and that's the kind of condition that really is barely sustainable from a business standpoint.
That's right. Well, we have a very bifurcated economy, as you've pointed out many times on your show.
Yep.
Small businesses account for half of the gross domestic product, private product that we produce, and employ half the private sector workforce. But obviously, we're not growing, so half of the economy is at best at zero. The big guys are doing well. The stock market's hitting all-time new highs. Profits are a record high share of GDP, but they're making their money overseas. They're not making it here.
Well, but they're also making their money on the backs of the unemployed, Bill, and I believe that with all my heart. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, folks. More to come after these messages with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.